This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 165. So today, I'm talking to Andrew Malt of hammerjack.com.au. It's a value-add outsourcing vertical, and it is basically taking enterprise service outsourcing and bringing it to the SME space. Andrew Malt has about 20 years of operational experience and about 10 years working in enterprise corporate level outsourcing. So I'm drawing on his knowledge and experience in the outsourcing sector and his recent startup, it's about 3 years old now, of Hammerjack, which is bringing those enterprise level outsourcing services into the SME space. So again, this isn't an infomercial. I'm not getting paid for this, but I'm just giving you insight into the services and provisions out there in the outsourcing world. So I got a lot of value from this, and I'm sure you will too. If you want any show notes, or if you want to know any more about Hammerjack or this episode, go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/165. Enjoy. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. Today, I'm really excited to be joined by Andrew Malt of Hammerjack. Hi, Andrew, how are you?
I'm good, Derek. Thank you. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. And it's coming to the end of our week. I'm really excited to have you on board because you're an Australian. I have spent a lot of my time in Australia, and I'm actually sitting in Sydney at the moment. We met in the Manila network, and you are launching what is a very interesting kind of vertical within BPO, and it's very much a sort of high value add BPO service. So want to deep dive into that, but I suppose initially just want to get your background. You have a lot of corporate experience in this sector, so really interesting to learn from you. I suppose initially, can you just introduce yourself and how you came to be running Hammerjack?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Andrew Malt. I'm the country manager of Hammerjack. I'm a director and owner of Hammerjack. But my background, I've been working in operational management for the last 20 years, specifically in outsourcing for the last kind of 12 to 13 years. As you mentioned, started in the enterprise space, working with a lot of large global finance companies and global brands, such as, you know, American Express, Westpac Bank, and so on in Australia. Moved over to working with a reseller of Telstra, and that's actually what brought me over here in the Philippines. So there was an opportunity to transition a load of functions and operational activities for the company that I was working for at the time, and I came over here to the Philippines 5 years ago and started on my journey, and then I guess really over those 3 years, grew the company from zero up to around 350 seats. So yeah, and that's really what brings me here today.
And in your experience, then, you said you've done 20 years of enterprise and corporate level operations. Then about 10 years ago, you moved into the outsourcing aspect of that. Is that because you saw the rise of outsourcing within operations, or is it more, and it became more present in every kind of operational function? Or is it just because you sort of switched jobs that kind of led you down that path?
Yeah, it was the latter. It was really, actually, I was working out of the UK, and I went to Australia in 2006 and just happened to join an outsourcing service provider. And really, from my background in manufacturing and operational management, I was able to transition that across. So yeah, that's pretty much it, how I got into the scene.
Right. And what was your opinion then of outsourcing when you were first introduced to it? I suppose it was 10 years ago, so it was relatively less mature than what it is now.
Yeah, it was. But although it was, I guess it was the first time I'd been exposed, and I probably came in, with my own misconceptions of the outsourcing space. I was working, with in contact centers in particular. So, what I was I guess what it did for me was open my eyes, firstly, to the kind of businesses and size of businesses that are outsourcing their services, and then the levels of service and capability that's being delivered as an outsourced service provider. So yeah, it was an eye-opener, and to be honest with you, for me, who's worked in operations, an exciting prospect, and I could see a lot of potential as a career path for me.
Right. And so you were dealing with the big boys, the big end of town, and I assume the operations there were sort of hundreds or thousands of staff doing specific functions. And now you're sort of more in the kind of SME market. How do you see the contrast there in terms of the different structuring, the different processes, or isn't there actually that much of a contrast?
Yeah, look, there is a pretty big contrast. I guess it's really for an SMB space. I mean, it's no different in as much as how demanding a customer is. The small business expects the same as the largest brands that you'll work with. There's probably an extra level or layer of education required for that marketplace, and that's good because SMEs are wanting to learn, and they're really interested and hungry to get into outsourcing. So it's good. It crosses over in as much as the market's mature. There's a lot being learned, and a lot of mistakes made, which means we're now able to take these services, I guess, to a smaller market at a lower cost, through that experience.
And have you seen the market mature over the years that you've been in outsourcing, and as a part of that, it is then kind of democratizing, is it? Like it is becoming more available to the SMB space?
Yeah, 100%, actually. So yes, I've seen it mature. I think for me, I'm based here in the Philippines, and the most exciting part about my job and what I've done here in the Philippines is what I've learned here in the Philippines and seeing what's available here. So the big players here in the Philippines, they're really good at what they do. They invest really heavily in their people and their processes and their approach. So I've been able to have exposure to that. And for me, I guess, like I say, SMEs, they're not interested really in talking to SMEs, which means there's a huge market out there, with the number of SMEs in that space, for somebody to come along and to really provide those services. So what I'm saying, I guess, is that what we've learned in the enterprise space, we're now able to take that, I guess, to the small and mid-sized business space.
Right. And I, as a sort of outsourcing advisor and kind of mentor, I suppose, I encourage everyone to come over to the Philippines if they have any interaction with outsourcing or have a team here, because it really is so different when you visit the place, isn't it, and actually see the people and see that they're people behind monitors and not just kind of computers doing work. What were some of the kind of the main takeaways that you got when you moved into the Philippines in the outsourcing space?
I think probably the eagerness to learn, and the fact that the people that I was working with were, focused on a career in the BPO space. So, like, the same really can't be said for my experience in Australia. Whereas working in outsourcing, in particular in the contact center space that I was in at the time, was more of a pass-through or something as a filler type of role. Great environment, got great culture, don't get me wrong. But here in the Philippines, you've got people that are they're BPO and outsourced service providers. They're career professionals. So that was probably the biggest thing that I noticed. It was great. It's a pleasure to work with. I don't need to convince somebody, of why they should be doing what they're doing. They're already convinced. There's probably the level of education, very highly educated. There's an analytical thinking and problem-solving capability, and the ability to follow a process, which is often, said in somewhat of a in a bad light, but we like the fact that, processes are followed and they're adhered to. So, yeah, probably some of that was one of the key things. And the other one was the level of capability that we're able to hire straight into our business here. They've already been through the big BPOs and outsourced service providers here. And as I mentioned, those guys invest heavily in training, and the training that these guys have had, it's outstanding. The leaders that we bring into the business, they're already exposed to working with, technical problems and so on and so forth. So it's a big help. It's good coming here as a from as an Australian business to be able to just tap straight into a ready pool of capability.
Yeah, it's really, I think that's a sign of the industry having matured now, isn't it? In that you've got kind of 25 years of corporate executive experience in the Philippines, where people started off pretty fresh, but now, you know, they've really worked up the ranks. They've got corporate discipline, corporate experience, and you're able to find pretty good caliber people now, aren't you? In an increasingly broader range of skills.
Correct. Yeah, we've got a lot of talent to choose from, and I guess, you know, what works in our favor and what works in the for SMEs is that, you know, the industry here in the Philippines and globally is really looking at the SME market and seeing it as a huge opportunity, and everyone, you know, kind of wants a piece. And what that means for the SMEs, obviously, is, you know, a competitive space, a space that where people are, you know, offering great prices, and they're having to offer more, I guess. So, it's kind of a win-win.
And what do you, why do you think SMEs aren't more in the space now? Because outsourcing is now accessible to SMEs. In Australia, it's fairly prolific for people to be outsourcing now, or certainly I think the awareness is higher than most other countries. But on the whole, there's still not that many small players using outsourcing to boost their business. Do you have any insight into why that is? Is it awareness or reticence?
Look, I think it's, you know, small business owners are like any other business owner. They're very close to their business. They want to be in control of every aspect of their business, even though, you know, at times maybe they say that they don't, they generally do. So it's a maturity thing, probably. There's a lot of new startup businesses, and even the more established businesses, you know, they know they want to look at outsourcing, and they know that they should, but there is a you know, a kind of standoffishness to make any moves on that. So, yeah, I think it's just nervousness. People tend to, the types of people that I deal with tend to know someone that's already made the move out here. And I guess it's like that whole, you know, if it's like the kind of the Jones theory, if it's good enough for them, we'll go. And people, you know, specifically certain industries are over here more than others. So in the finance accounting space, we're seeing that a lot as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that can be an easy entry point, kind of, if people move over their accounting, and then like it can kind of bleed out into operations and things. One of the roadblocks I see as well is there's kind of a slight fear factor. There's the unknown, and they can't necessarily see and touch it. But then there's also the kind of, it's a developing country. There's kind of questionable politics at times. But you actually moved out there. You moved out to Manila, and your entire family is in Manila. Can you share a little bit about your thoughts on, you know, your thoughts when you moved out to Manila, and how you see Manila as a lifestyle now?
You know, I've only been here for 5 years, and what's great here is you run into a lot of people that have, you know, they've been here for a lot longer than I have. And I've seen a lot of changes in the last 5 years that I've been here. A lot of growth. Excuse me. A lot of growth. And, you know, I guess from a lifestyle standpoint, there's quite a significant change, as you mentioned. I moved out here with my wife. We had two kids out here. And it took a little bit of getting used to the outdoor living that we would be used to in Australia. Isn't quite the same here. We spend a lot of our time in shopping malls, mm-hmm. as an example. But, you know, it's really growing. It's really growing quickly. And I think what's great about the industry that I work in is that our industry is responsible for a lot of that growth. So yeah, look, it's a great place to live. It's very safe, you know, in the spaces that I move around. And I guess probably one of the things that were a surprise package for me as a foreigner coming in was the network that's here, and the skilled, capable people that are willing to share their experiences and also help you out as a foreigner when you come here.
Yeah, it's a very powerful network as well. And you know, that also helps businesses that start outsourcing over there, because you can actually get things done through networks and through kind of expat networks and things like that, can't you? So you moved out there with a job, and you've had a family, and then you founded Hammerjack, which is a, I suppose, scratching an itch to, or sort of... finding a need in the market as a result of all of your enterprise experience. I want to get you back and really deep dive into what Hammerjack does exactly, but can you give us an overview of Hammerjack and why you were inspired to start that?
Sure, yeah. I think, you know, I kind of touched on it earlier on. It's the enterprise capability and having exposure to what enterprise outsourcing businesses are doing and providing for their customers. And the fact that there's probably, you know, there isn't the same level of service available for SME, or there wasn't. So, you know, we felt that, you know, we wanted to take that enterprise capability and delivery and start talking to SMEs about outcome-based service models and performance-based service models. So essentially what we are is a single source outsourced vendor aimed at the small and mid-sized market in Australia.
Right. And it's kind of going back to that old school BPO, which is really deliverable based, as opposed to more of the kind of stripped down seat leasing kind of operations now. Is that right?
Correct. It is for us. And you know, and the opportunity for us is that there are very few people doing that. And, you know, a hand on heart, I believe that's because it's actually quite hard to do. And to do it really well. So, you know, that enterprise, and it's all really about the governance, and that's what we take from the enterprise space, the governance and the structure that sits behind the delivery of some of these solutions and services, you know, that are very unique and custom to a small business. It has to be right. They're no less demanding than an enterprise customer, if not more. So, you know, you need to be able to back that up and support it. So, yeah, that's really where we're focused, and that's where we think is a big difference for what we're offering.
Fantastic. Thank you, Andrew. So I really want to get you back and we can deep dive into exactly that and what Hammerjack does. But in the meantime, if anyone wants to get in touch with you or learn more about Hammerjack, how can they do that?
Best, you can drop me an email at andrew@hammerjack.com.au, or you can email us at info@hammerjack.com.au and we'll bring that up.
Thank you for your time.
No problem. Thanks.
Okay, that was Andrew Malt of hammerjack.com.au. If you want to get in touch with Andrew or know any more about this episode, go to our show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/165. And of course, if you want to ask us anything, then just email us at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.